Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, here we go. Is there one player you could see the Bears targeting and trading for before that trade deadline? Who would it be and why?
Well, let's be clear that this is purely the fantasy football portion of our show, that when you talk about Bears making a trade, there's not real evidence that they are pursuing one, nor necessarily need to. But this is the NFL. There were four deals made this week, and I don't know that anybody expected the activity to heat up this early. So in that context, in that vein, we heard from Max Crosby yesterday. Maybe we'll hear some of the audio later. Max Crosby in Las Vegas wants out, so it seems. Who blames him? Who could blame him at all? Davante Adams forced his way to New York. They get rid of every good player they get. Look at the list of players and talent that's passed through that organization, from Khalil Mack to Amari Cooper to Derek Carr. Go down the list. It's a long one. I could definitely see Max Crosby being shopped, being moved, being traded. Yeah, he wants to go to Detroit. Don't let him. If you're the Bears and Max Crosby's available, I said the other day that the Bears are not one pass rusher away from the Super Bowl. I still don't know that they are a Super Bowl team if they add Max Crosby, but I'm not sure that they're not if they would.
Whoa.
So I'm conflicted and confused. And if they got Max Crosby, I could talk myself into some big things being possible, maybe as early as this year. So I wouldn't rule it out, but that would be the guy. If I could gift them one thing, it would be a pass rusher as good as Max Crosby, because I think he wants out and the Bears should let him in.
Max Crosby would be a very different scenario to me than Hassan Reddick, right? Like, everyone was talking about Hassan Reddick this week. Should the Bears be in on that? Should they, you know, kick the tires? Max Crosby, that's different to me. And Chef Poles, you never know what's cooking. And he's going to listen. He's going to call. He's going to find out. And I think it's interesting. I think that this Bears defense is so good already. They are 12 straight games, 21 points or less, allowing offenses to score 21 points or less. That's unbelievable. But if you get someone that's going to just take down the quarterback all the time.
And he's a good culture guy.
He'd
be a good culture
which
guy.
Which Hassan Reddick is not. It seems. So it seems.
Okay. We don't know what's going on with Jaquan Brisker. He,
good point.
I think Matt Bowen last week on the midday show, or I think maybe now he's shifted over to the afternoon show. I'm not sure. They've dividing and conquering their guests between those two day parts.
Producer problems.
Basically said he's the straw that stirs the drink for the Bears defense.
Yeah, he's
the intimidator. Other teams fear when that guy's coming downhill into the box, hits really, really hard. So while Max Crosby, like, it's a shiny toy. Don't get me wrong. I'm all in. Max Crosby, sign me up. Nothing wrong with that. But for them to maintain, they were able to beat the Jaguars in London without Brisker. Are they going to be able to win? What's the next step for the Bears? David, you mentioned they're not a pass rusher away from being in the Super Bowl. The next step is winning the North and never giving it back, right? Or how about split the games in the North, right? How about go 500 in the North? If you don't have Brisker, that could be a problem. There's a couple of safeties. One name I wrote down, Buda Baker, might be available.
I like Buda Baker.
Okay, and how about another guy? He's traveled around a little bit, but I think he's still got a little bit in the tank. Guy the Titans are about to cut. They're saying he can go out and look for a trade, right? What's his name? I was just about to look it up. He's with the Jets, Seahawks, and now he's with the Titans.
Safety?
Yeah. Titans. I forget. Sorry, that's bad to forget. But I was just about to look it up, and I got caught off guard.
Okay, so you want the Bears? You want the
Thomas.
Bears?
Thomas.
You want the Bears to trade for a safety?
Right.
That's interesting
because of Brisker. We don't know what's going on with Brisker.
And you know what? if he played quarterback, the quarterback position, you know, this is a different conversation, right? The quarterback and the concussion conversation is so different because it's so high profile. And this is a, you know, this is a guy that's has a history with head injuries. And you're right. I mean, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. I saw that.
He's requested to be traded.
Injury history's long.
All right, but I mean, if he's not in concussion protocol, I'm just saying he's right. kind of a brisker type, older version, maybe might be an interesting pairing. In that,
Is he a culture risk? I don't know.
I think the Bears' culture is so good, and that's a really tip of the cap to Eberflus that I think they could absorb it.
Did you see someone? This always makes the rounds during a bye week. You have a lot of time. The social media contingents tend to put out some propaganda. Flusie is 9-5 in his last 14 games.
That's right.
That's a winning coach. Now you forget the previous ones before that 9-5 stretch, but
to me, it's just this reminder that these things take time, and you don't have time in the NFL anymore. But this has been a complete culture renewal for the Chicago Bears.
An overhaul.
Yep. And guess what? The head coach deserves the credit for that.
Dustin talked about taking the North. You can listen to the Take the North podcast. Yes, Mark Grody has replaced me on the Take the North podcast. He joins Dan Weider, who does a terrific job. It is a great podcast. They break down the biggest stories every week, and next week's against the Commanders is a big one. Download the Odyssey app, search 670 The Score, and tap follow to receive alerts on our Bears coverage. And you can follow the Take the North on the Odyssey app as well, or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a little bit of news regarding the White Sox plans to possibly seek to build a ballpark on the 78 overnight. Want to touch on that?